Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend Red.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Church a little quiet this morning.
Well, come on with it then, Reverend.
Is God still in the blessing business?
Yes, he is.
Fired up. We'll show some signs.
Amen, Reverend.
Today, I would like to take a look at the book of John.
All right.
The 10th chapter.
Nothing like old John.
And the 9th verse.
Well.
Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
I am the door.
That's what he said.
Knock, knock.
If anyone enters by me. He will be saved.
Ah, good word.
And will go in and out.
In and out.
And find pasture.
Yeah.
All right, Reverend.
For a few minutes this morning.
Well.
I would like to talk from the topic. The perfect gentleman.
The perfect gentleman.
The perfect gentleman.
He's a G.
A couple of years ago, I mentioned to the congregation that we serve a perfect gentleman.
Yes, sir, Reverend. I remember that.
Well, today I want to make it plain.
All right.
Mm-hmm. A perfect gentleman is thoughtful.
Yes, yes, he is.
Jesus said, come unto me, all who labor.
Come on in.
And are heavy laden.
Yeah.
And I will give you rest.
That's Bible, Reverend.
He's thoughtful.
Yes, he is.
A perfect gentleman picks up the bill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know I don't need to remind you, but Jesus paid it all.
He paid all of it, Reverend.
And all to him, I owe.
That's it. That's it.
A perfect gentleman open doors, Yolanda.
Yes, he does.
While you are knocking on his door and her door, Jesus says, I am the door.
That's what he said, Reverend.
I'm the gateway of opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm the exit from problems and the entry to paradise.
That's good.
Jesus goes on to say, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved.
He's saved, Reverend.
The perfect gentleman is not looking for a certain look.
All right.
Okay. He ain't concerned with a certain type to come through the door. She don't have to be 36, 24, 36.
That's a winning
name. Yeah, she don't have to be 5'5" with dimples, potential, wife credentials.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
He don't have to have a big time financial portfolio.
Well,
401k. Or the 5 C's. That's cash.
Cash.
Car.
Car.
Credit.
Credit.
Crib.
Crib.
And a career.
That's a lot of C's.
Right. If anybody enters by the perfect gentleman, not only will he be saved, but he will go in and out and find pasture.
Find pastures. I like that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
I got my own key.
Okay. Yeah.
Prayer is the key.
Yes, sir.
Faith unlocks the door.
That's it, Reverend.
I can come and go as I please.
Yes, sir.
Right, that means I have access the perfect gentleman.
And
open the door.
It's wide open.
That everywhere I go, he gonna be right with me.
He rolling with me.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
I'm talking about all the time.
All the time.
I suggest you get to that door.
Come on in, bro.
Now, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Knock on that door, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Run all around that place, Reverend.
He's all
right.
Yes,
sir. You better run all around that room, Rev.
He say the door.
It's open, Rev.
He say the door, player.
Now, this one door. You can go in and out all day.
In and out. That's it right there.
That's what it said, Rev.
He said, got all the pasture out here for me.
It's all out there.
He says, through him, though.
It's through him. Yeah,
you can't. He's the
door. Don't go to no other door. Ain't no pastors over there, Rev.
Who door you knocking at?
Huh?
Oh, wow.
Who door you been knocking at?
That's right. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords.